We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. Jeff works with Chestnut Cambrone, and he's a man who has an opinion or two, or two dozen. Now, Jeff, I got to ask you about this. Chicago, every week the media puts out the numbers. This weekend, 35 shot, 11 killed. Minneapolis doesn't have numbers like that, but Minneapolis has an alarming rate. More and more crime, more and more people getting shot. In one incident over the weekend, 8 people shot. 2 of them died. That poor child, that 6-year-old girl, died from a random shooting. One of 3 kids recently shot in the city of Minneapolis. Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, came to Minneapolis yesterday for a remembrance of George Floyd. I don't think, and I did not hear that he said a word about the shootings, the other shootings in Minneapolis. Because is it because that doesn't play the way he wants it to play, the way the George Floyd thing tugs at so many heartstrings for people, that this doesn't bring him enough glory or acclaim? I don't understand how this could be ignored on a nationwide level.
Yeah, and I also, Ben Crump, the attorney that represents all these families of the folks that are shot by the police, I don't hear him saying anything either. So obviously there's no money to be made for him. There's no grift in a 6-year-old getting shot in a drive-by. Whereas a cop takes the life of a black person, then he's all in for it because it helps him. This is frustrating. Bob, someone who I one time for a while I lived in Minneapolis, lived in Uptown back when I was in law school, and liked to go work downtown. I've been working downtown since 2004. It's historically, it's been a great city, and it's really sad to see what's happening right now and to realize that the frustrating part about it is that this is coming about because of the policies that have been put out by Minneapolis leaders for decades. It's been one party control, and seemingly the residents in the city are just going to return into power again.
Well, here's the other problem. The police in Minneapolis, first, they've been gutted because by retirements and just cops moving to other areas and just leaving, they don't have enough manpower in the police department. And the police, I don't think police want to get involved in this because they know if they make an arrest or attempt to and it goes bad and someone gets shot, suddenly they're going to be brought up on criminal charges. I think that's what a lot of the police fear, and I understand that. And the people in the communities that are there where they're being shot, they are frightened, and I understand that as well, that if they speak up and identify the shooter, because I have a hard time believing they don't know who the shooters are or have a pretty good idea, they're afraid of family members or they being shot or killed. It's just a horrible situation. It's why Chicago is as bad as it is, and it's why Minneapolis is so bad. But there are community leaders who are planning to have groups walking and be having a presence there. I don't know if that will make a difference or not. I certainly hope it does, because something does need to be done, and it needs to be done with the full cooperation of the police and the people in the communities where the shootings are occurring.
And this goes up even to the state level, Bob. If you recall, many years ago, twice in the last 30 years, the state of Minnesota has essentially taken over law enforcement from the city of Minneapolis and sent in the state patrol in 1995 and in 2003. The difference being back in those times, 1995, the governor was Arne Carlson, and 2003 was Tim Pawlenty. I don't see Tim Walz doing something like that, because every decision he makes is political, and his base will tar and feather him if he were to send the state patrol in to provide law enforcement this summer in Minneapolis. He'd be called a fascist and a jackbooted thug and all sorts of things. And he's got to run for re-election next year, if he wants to. And so I see him playing politics with it again this summer, unfortunately.
Well, and the other problem is, I put something out yesterday where you get this defund the police rhetoric. There's the encouragement almost of lawlessness, because you get arrested and you get left out with no bail. And someone made the point, they didn't really take any money away from them. They didn't defund the police. It's the perception. The criminal element in Minneapolis knows that they could basically get away with anything. They're not going after people who carjack. There are things they're just looking the other way. They're not making an attempt to crack down on what's happening in the city. And there are criminals who know this. And it's just terrible the way things have gone, the way it looks like they continue to go. And I want to transition away from this, though, because we have a few other things we need to talk about. One of them being Dr. Fauci. At one point, he was saying, didn't he say that, oh, there's no way that the Wuhan virus came out of the lab? And now he's saying he's open to that idea. Meantime, people who said that were banned from social media. And now there's a push for that.
Because he said it was a reckless thing to be even suggesting a year ago. Yeah.
The guy, you know, at one point I'm thinking, hey, you know what? This guy is pretty good. He's pretty special. Now it's like he's a clown show. He blows with the wind. Yeah. No, masks are bad. Oh, you got to wear a mask.
I've been in the ranking him in the clown show category for probably longer than a lot of folks. at the end of the day, he's a government bureaucrat, and they usually, you know, end up in the clown car. It's unfortunate that it took a year to start looking at this. And we had to deal with all the Trump derangement syndrome last year, but I hope that it is looked into. And if it is discovered that it was this Wuhan lab and it escaped, and especially when you look at what China, did following this in terms of not being truthful about where this came from, how deadly it is, they're going back to the World Health Organization and basically lying to them and having the WHO put it out that it wasn't very easily transmissible. China is going to owe some reparations. And a lot of these countries that have borrowed money from China, I think they should have their debts forgiven.
Well, and remember the outrage if you called it the Wuhan virus or the China virus?
Yeah.
Well, if it started, how about if we called it the Wuhan Institute virus, if it actually emanated out of there. And there's
the
proof.
The Wuhan Institute of Virology, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the help on that word. Virology virus. Anyway, in November, there's now news that at least three people who worked in the Wuhan Institute were hospitalized. And that predates when we knew this got out. So this could have been here certainly well before news broke about everyone else getting infected by it. And that's the problem with these. Why do we need to, and we have in the U.S. too, why do we need labs to work on viruses to see how deadly they can be? What is the benefit of that other than using it in warfare? And that should be banned.
Yeah. No, this is, it's either that or it's just government bureaucrats once again playing God. And they shouldn't.
No.
I mean, this is a good example. And, we should point out, the original story about this, the bat at the wet market and everything, we should have known from decades of history that couldn't have been accurate, because Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat on stage in the 80s, and nothing ever happened to him.
Exactly. So, there's your proof right there.
Now,
we have some somber news. We should play Taps. It appears the Wild will go through the motions tonight, lose to the Vegas Knights, and that'll be the end of their playoff run. And the most amazing thing is that are they still putting people on milk cartons? Because if they are, Kirill Kaprizov needs to be on the milk carton, because he has disappeared in this playoffs.
Yeah, that's been the biggest. I think to me the biggest story. I see a lot of Twitter chatter complaining about the officiating, but the officiating has been bad across every game. I mean, it's been consistently bad. So it's not going to be, this argument that they're somehow in the tank for Vegas. I don't buy it. The biggest story is what you just said. I have been absolutely shocked, for as dominant as he was all during the regular season, how Kaprizov has just disappeared in this playoff series. He gets, they've just manhandled him. He's been out of position. He hasn't been able to do anything. And he has, of course he has no support, because he has no support, Vegas is an experienced team. This is a team that's been to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're able to zero in on him, and they've neutered him.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem. Well, we'll see what happens with tonight's game, but let's put it this way. I'm not hopeful they're going to make the big comeback.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath.
No. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien, Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. Talk a little Twins.